I'd like to do a feeling. I'm not even going to call it a mirab, just a feeling. Back into that knowingness. Get the lights down, please. After all this mess and all this chaos and confusion, after all this uncertainty within yourself, because I've seen and I've heard when you've wondered if this was just a big mistake. You've wondered if your spiritual journey was a delusion. Well, yes, it was. But it started with something so pure, so real, and so deep. Now, we get a little music in the background. I'm not asking you to go back and think about this, where this knowingness came from. It doesn't matter. It's without a date. It's without an action. It's without any relationship. You see, part of the problem in the spiritual journey is that the mind still tries to relate everything to everything else. And when we say the word spiritual or enlightenment, it tries to relate to something. It'll grab onto whatever it can in its relational nature. But the knowingness, that deep knowingness that you had, doesn't need to relate to anything. It just knows. It's just there. The mind tries to figure out the road to enlightenment. It's just trying to serve you. It's trying to do for you. But it can't know. The mind will try to relate to something. It'll create a visual of a car going down the highway, breaking down. It'll create the visual of you in your determination and stubbornness for enlightenment. But the reality is there's no car. Reality is there's no place to go. Nothing that has to be done. Certainly nothing that has to be fixed. Absolutely. It's one of the tricks or the delusions of enlightenment. Something has to be fixed before enlightenment can occur. But it doesn't. Nothing needs to be fixed. Whatsoever. Not one thing needs fixing. Not a single thing. I don't care if you're an alcoholic, if you're an idiot, it doesn't need to be fixed. Some of you related to that, didn't you? Nothing needs to be fixed. So I ask you to take a deep breath and stay in your body this time. Come back to that knowingness. You created it, not some grand golden angel, not some higher self. That was you. The knowingness, the I am. Following this knowingness came thoughts, dreams, and imaginations about awakening, enlightenment. Following this knowingness came a change in energy dynamics in your life, in relationships, in the way you interact with yourself and others. But none of those even are very important. None of them. They're not the thing that brings enlightenment. It was a simple knowingness. So simple, there's no definition. So simple that the mind cannot relate anything to it. So simple that you cannot recreate it. You cannot recreate it. Because it's still there, my friends, it never left. That knowingness, the I am, it was never extinguished. In front of that flame of knowingness, you put a lot of other things. Grand, interesting experience into your own awakening. But that flame was was always there. I know at times you've tried to recreate it. Where is that feeling? It's still there. It actually is what's really guiding you. Sometimes when you wonder why certain things happen in your life, why certain events, situations happen, because that knowingness is still there. In spite of your stubbornness and your determination, it knows the truth. It knows it is the way. It knows that it's the awakening. It's the only thing, my friends, that will remain true and real. When I say that I cringe when I hear Shambra saying, I'm going to keep going no matter what, I truly wish they would just stop. Get rid of that car. Get rid of their journey. Get rid of all the macchio, and the macchio is the gas for the journey. Never fill that tank again. Get rid of the whole thing. Just come back to the knowingness. Nothing else matters. Nothing else is important. Nothing else is going to bring the awareness of the enlightenment. Nothing. The knowingness, so subtle, can't even be defined. The mind has no concept. Mind has no way to relate to it. Take a deep breath and let yourself fall right into your own knowingness. Be in that beautiful embrace of the knowingness. The knowingness was never a directive. It wasn't a directive that said you have to awaken now. It had nothing to do with destiny or timing. You got a glimpse of it. Just a taste of it. When you let down your guard. When you surrendered to the I am, to yourself for a moment. That glimpse of it created a lot of mind thought, a lot of macchio, a lot of determination. I love you, Shambra, for your determination. Determined to what? Come now and let all that battling, determination, will, drive, push, force, power, let it all down. Amazing, you'll be okay. Actually, better than ever before. You can stop trying so hard. You can stop being afraid. It's all right there. In you, not me, in you. The knowingness, the I am. Knowingness, it's time to come home. Time to come home to the I am, to the awareness. Time to integrate. Just time to come home. Isn't it funny that you had the knowingness that it was time to come home to the I am, but you got in a car and went off on a long journey? Home was right there. Absolutely right there. I guess that's why I say it was just perfect in a way. Exactly where you should be. And I kind of had to go through all the trials and tribulations before you just wore yourself out and said, "Ah, here I am." So you stop the searching. There should be a law against spiritual searching. There should be a law against laws, so. Oh, it's spiritual searching. It's an industry, you know. It's a distraction. I guess it's an experience. It's frustrating because it's all right if you're doing the spiritual searching and you're aware that you're just searching for the sake of searching. It gets a little sad when you're doing the searching and you think it's real. When you think it's actually going to get you somewhere. Now home. Home is calling you. Home's within. No place to go. No words to hide behind. Nothing to do. Nothing to fix. Just coming back home. Without buts. Without the buts. But what am I going to do when I walk out the door? Not a damn thing. Go about gossiping if you want. Drinking. Carousing, searching, thinking, battling. When you walk out that door today, you're going to do it at least aware that you're doing it. At least aware that you don't need to do it. At least aware that it was that knowingness that called you. It's still calling. It's still there. And there's not a damn thing you need to do. Nothing. Take a good deep breath. Try to stay in your body. Let go of some of that tension. Oh my, the tension about awakening and enlightenment. The stress. A good song, Stress of Enlightenment. If I'd have told you, if Tobias had told you 12 years ago, you don't need to do anything. You've still gone out searching. You've still gone broke. And health issues and all the rest of the stuff. So I guess you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Right now. Right now. Home is calling. All the time. Good deep breath. So, my dear friends, oh, you can bring down the music a little bit. We'll just stay in this nice, quiet lighting for a moment. Remember, it's your knowingness. Ever get in trouble while you're out there doing your everyday human things? Just remember a couple things from today. I'm amazed that you got through it. That was a big mess. A big, big dissonance. And you kept on trying to fix the dissonance. That's the interesting thing. And that caused more dissonance. You kept on trying to fix things that could not be fixed ever. But it made you feel good, like at least you were fixing something, working on something. And the more you tried to fix, the more broken it got. That's it. It was just about remembering. Home is calling. Always is. It's all you need to do. I bring this up now because 2014 is going to be an interesting year for the world, for this planet. I am going to call it the year of tough love for the planet. Tough love. And I'm not talking now about Chambra, about you. because you'll be able to just be the observer. You'll be able to stand back. You'll be able to actually identify with what the planet, what humans are going through, because you'll have seen you went through it. You'll have seen the craziness, the conflict, the dissonance, the battling. You'll have seen the absurdity of it all. You'll be able to stand back and, with a few deep breaths, be able to say, they're just going through their experience. It's going to be a crazy year for systems and countries and really any type of structure, method, anything that's rigid. It's going to be a year of tough love. It'll have its ups and downs. I would say that energetically more difficult than most other years because there's more energy now than ever. And just as your consciousness is rising and bringing in more energy to the planet, it's causing more awareness of dissidence and more conflict and battling. You're going to see people and institutions with their resolve, I will never give up, I will never let anybody, you know, take my land or take my country or change my viewpoint. So you're going to see a lot of stubbornness and determination. You're going to see bizarre, crazy things coming from the mind. You're seeing more and more of it every day. And drop in a little footnote here. As there are more of these mental medications out there, you're going to see crazier things happening, because you can put a sewer lid on it over here, but it's going to blow up over there, and it's not going to be pretty when it blows up over there. So you're going to see more and more of that imbalance. You don't have to buy into it. Or if you do, you realize it's just a game. You can get out of it any time. But it'll be a wild year, wild ride. Doesn't mean to panic. It actually means to laugh. Doesn't mean to withdraw. It means to bring more energy to yourself. Doesn't mean you're going to go broke. Actually, it can be a year of grand abundance for you. There's more energy than ever before. We'll be talking more about it in our shouts to come, all of us. But for now, my dear friends, it's really about taking a deep breath. And remember that home is calling. It's there. It's there. What? A mess? Nah. With that, remember also that in spite of how things may appear to be, all is well in all of creation. Thank you. Thank you.